Welcome to Bootstrap MD, the Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast, your source to help you, the entrepreneurial doctor, live life on your own terms. Get new ideas and inspiration to help you find more balance in your professional life. If you're ready to get the knowledge without all the hype, you've come to the right place. It's the Bootstrap MD Podcast. And now your host, Dr. Mike Wu Ming.
Doctors change lives every day, but what happens when life changes yours? A single injury, a sudden illness, your career, your income, your future can shift in an instant. The best physicians don't just plan for success, they protect it. At Set for Life Insurance, they believe financial security isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. True owned occupational disability insurance ensures that no matter what happens, your future stays in your hands. Because protecting your income means protecting everything you built. Visit drpodcastnetwork.co/setforlife today. Secure your future before life makes a choice for you. Welcome, everybody. This is Dr. Mike Wu Ming. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Bootstrap MD. This is the podcast for physician entrepreneurs. Now, today, my topic is on productivity. And you're probably saying, hey, I'm a doctor. I'm already productive. I already achieved medical school. I've already gotten my degree. I've gone through all this. Do I really need this? And that's probably true. Now, these 9 productivity killers that I'm sharing with you is nothing that's earth-shattering. But I think it bears importance to repeat these because I continuously struggle with all 9 of these every now and then. And I think because this is the beginning of the year, as I mentioned at the top, it's always a good time to kind of audit where I am. And especially for those who are starting their side gig, they're starting their side business. They never done anything like this before. And I know you're busy. We're all busy. But I see it time and time again as being a mentor, as being a consultant for physician entrepreneurs. Starting a side gig is a whole other beast. It's a new thing that you probably haven't and were prepared for. And to do so, you really need to have discipline. That's why I think it's important that we identify what these 9 killers of productivity can be doing to you, and more importantly, what you can do, and share with you some tips, what I did to overcome those. So without further ado, let's get started. 9 things you are doing right now that are making you less productive. 1, lack of motivation. Now, I know it can be difficult to stay motivated because you're not feeling inspired and maybe you're facing a daunting task, starting a business. Now, if you want to get motivated, the first place that I first start is actually realizing, and then this is going to go a little bit in depth, but why am I not motivated to start a business? Oftentimes, because you feel that you're not able to accomplish this. And this is a time where I think it's so important having a mentor, or at least a peer group, who are going through the same process, having a group of other entrepreneurs that you can become your accountability partner for you. It can be very crucial. And so that's why I think, what is the underlying meaning? Why are you not motivated? Is it just because it just seems like too big of a task? I always say, if you want to get motivated to become a business owner and entrepreneur, have payroll. Your business activities are based upon you having to pay someone else, their livelihood may be dependent on it, you're going to be motivated. And that's often a weakness that I see, not for all, but for some, where they're starting a business, but they can still pay mortgage with their day job. They can still pay the bills, and it's easy to get distracted. So my best tip is to kind of find out like why you're not feeling motivated. And if you're not, maybe this isn't the right time to start a business, or maybe this is time to actually start that particular type of business. You want to find ways that you can make the work more enjoyable and more rewarding for yourself and for your accomplishments. 2, not setting clear goals and priorities. And this is kind of goes with 1. You need to have a clear plan of what you need to get accomplished. If you don't have a clear plan, you need to find someone. If you want to start a car wash business, you want to find a mentor or take a course on how to start a car wash business. And I see this, that can lead to distractions is because you get easily sidetracked or feeling overwhelmed because you don't know which way to turn, what direction you need to go to. Going to medical school is easy. You had a track on what you needed to do to become a doctor. So it's important that you identify a list of tasks and priorities to help you stay focused and keep you on track. A simple tip that I like to do is focus on three things I need to do each day. I always end with each podcast, keep moving forward, focus on three things that you can do to move your business forward. You can use a simple to-do list. You can rank using what's known as an Eisenhower matrix to find out which tasks are the most urgent, which ones are the most important. I love to plan everything. I use a to-do app. I use my Google Calendar, which I use to perform time blocking, which I've talked about in the past. We're actually blocking time and scheduling tasks. You want to set up those SMART goals, right? Those are the tasks, the goals that are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. So get clear on what you want to get accomplished, and you're going to be so much more ahead of the game. Number three, performing easy tasks only. This is one that I get a lot of, and I cause a lot of distraction on my tasks. Usually when I start a business, one of the things that I really go down the rabbit hole is finding a domain name, finding the perfect domain name that really encapsulates my business. I see this a lot in students when they focus on the task of designing a logo. They want something with branding, with specific colors, something that really matches their brand and what they want their business to be all about. But to be honest, you could find somebody on Fiverr to do that, or hiring somebody on 99 Designs. Because a logo, a domain name, that in and of itself is not going to help you build a successful business. It may be a key component, but it's not the end-all be-all. You want to focus on tasks that really are going to change the game for your business. If you're launching an online education business, you want to be able to create the course. You want to spend time to finding new prospects for your coaching program, your consulting gig. You want to build your marketing funnel. Those are the tasks that have that 80-20% rule. The 20% of the tasks are going to give you 80% of the business, are going to have a significant impact on your ventures, your business, what you want to get accomplished. And so I go by what productivity extraordinaire Brian Tracy says, is that you need to eat that frog. You need to do something difficult, because once you get that accomplished, to make everything after that really be simple, easy peasy. So try to do a difficult task that can impact your business. Start the day off with that, and it's going to be much better for you. Along the line with tasks, my fourth productivity killer is having too many tasks or even trying multitasking. Physicians, we have to be good at multitasking because we often have to put out a lot of fires at the same time. And it may think that we're getting more done by doing multiple tasks, but I often get distracted. And I think research has shown, and they've done studies that suggest that multitasking actually decreases your productivity. So you really want to better to focus your one task at a time so you can give it your full attention. When I first got started in my business, I mentioned this many times, is I devoted 5 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. or 7 a.m. on my business, and maybe Saturday morning to devote on my business. Because the rest of the time, I was working busy as a primary care doctor. And that was the only time that I couldn't be distracted by beepers or call from the nurses, unless I was on call or something like that. These are the only times I could work on my business. So for your side gig, your side business, maybe focus on a certain time of the day that you can devote, that you can make sure you're not getting distracted, or a certain Wednesdays, maybe you're off work. And that day or that half day is when you need to be devoted to tasks. And when it comes to too many tasks, and this took me a long time to figure out because I tend to be very stubborn, it's okay to put tasks on the back burner, or it's okay to just let go of that task. It's not going to be important. I mean, I have a list of projects on my to-do online app that I use that I recorded. I have available to me when I want to start it, but I've had those tasks there for years and I've never had the time or had the inclination to actually start those things. So it's important to let go of those tasks. And I know we want to do everything as an entrepreneur. I want to do everything right, but we only have so much time in the day. And sometimes it's okay to just say au revoir. The number five productivity killer is one that I think many physicians, and I tend to do this as well because it's the nature of our business is being a reactor rather than an initiator. So do you react to everything instead of initiating tasks? I used to dread coming in the morning when I used to work as a corporate medicine and worked in a primary care group at 8 in the morning, because as soon as I came into the office or the time hit, I get phone calls putting out fires, something insurance company, a patient needs a refill of medication, something happened in the nursing facility, because that's when my time would get started. And then I would spend the rest of the day putting out fires and having to react rather than initiate. So in your business, if you're working in your business, are you working on your business at your workplace? Let's say you're working on your side gig in your office at lunch or something like that, where you could still be easily distracted. It's really important that you guard your time. You make sure you're not available at the time when you're working on your businesses. And this can be difficult to do. You have to train your staff. You have to train family members, maybe, that you can't be distracted. So when you're working on your business, you want to time block, as I said, those specific times and make sure you're not available to allow you to be more productive and avoid those distractions.
America spends more on healthcare than any other country, yet we rank 48th in life expectancy. We spend trillions, but 200,000 insured people still declare medical bankruptcy every year. Clearly, the system is broken. But what if there was a way to take back control, to break free from inflated costs and red tape? That's exactly what CrowdHealth was created, a smarter, more transparent way to pay for healthcare. No middlemen. No bureaucracy. Just a community helping each other when it matters most. Join the revolution. Go to joincrowdhealth.com and use promo code BootstrapMD for a discount on your first 3 months. Because your health should be in your hands, not theirs.
Number six, too many technology distractions. This is a big one. And I'm encompassing three things under this. This is those notifications we get, our phone, and social media. So first off, let's talk about technology, right? Technology, I love technology, but it's a double-edged sword, right? We become a much more distracted society. It's like, I'm getting all these notifications, and I forget when I put on an app, they always default to turning on notifications. So like, why do I care that the price of this particular cryptocurrency coin is going up or down? It's important that you turn off your notification on your phone, where you, again, it's going to lead you to become more of a reactor than an initiator. Social media. I'm not big on social media. I rarely post on social media. I use it specifically for business purposes. I'm not someone who's on TikTok. I'm not someone who's on Twitter, if at all. Scrolling through social media, let's face it, it can be a huge time waster. You're going to get sucked into the endless feed of updates, notifications. It's a major distraction. And I'm not going to convince many of you because you love your social media, and you could argue that it's a very important component to your business. If you have to be on social media, there are apps where you could put time limiters on your social media that I would encourage you to use. With the phone and such, if you're getting these notifications, if you have an iPhone, there is this app that I've been using more and more often called Do Not Disturb with Focus that you can find in your app that basically will bother you through the night. I've been using it through the night and continuously using it more and more through the day. One of the best recommendations I got is putting your phone away. And I put it so if it's really important, the people who know me can get a hold of me. But for the most part, everything else can wait until the morning. Another big component for technology distractions is email. I never check my email in the morning. I usually check it maybe like 10 in the morning or later, because usually the ones that's super important are going to contact me or call me. If you're always checking emails constantly, checking them too frequently is going to really take out the flow of what you do. So I like to set aside specific time at 10 a.m., maybe 4 p.m., 5 p.m., rather than continuously interrupting your work to check on email. Again, if there's one thing you get out of this, is to never check your email at the beginning of the morning. Speaking about morning, number 7 is starting too late. So, going to break some HIPAA laws, but personally, I got COVID. And when I got COVID, I'm a morning person, but I was waking up 2 or 3 hours later than I was usually waking up. And those tend to be very non-productive. I mean, I had COVID, so it's understandable that I'm not going to be very productive. But after I got done with COVID, I was still waking up later. And those continued to be really bad productivity days. So I know there's some people who love working best at 2 or 3 in the morning. So I encourage you to work better wherever you feel you are the most productive. But as a morning person, I like to be getting things done in the morning and getting those difficult tasks accomplished first. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't get sleep. Obviously, sleep is one of the most important things you can do in your life. Sleep can make you feel sluggish. You get have problems with concentration. So establish your bedtime routine before then. I like to plan my night before with 3 tasks that I need to do to get accomplished. And with those tasks, if you're starting late, it leads to procrastination. And then if you feel that your 3 goals can't get accomplished, break those down into smaller achievable goals, chunk those down. You use like a Pomodoro I've talked about in the past that can make sure that you can stay focused by using some type of timer. The 8th way that you can be less productive is just being disorganized, right? My dad was a commonly disorganized person, but he felt that it helped him get accomplished because in my space, I like to keep things, I try to make things as least cluttable, making sure my desk is clean and making sure I'm in an environment where it's prone to productivity. I have a studio here, but I try to put some of the distracting things away, books and other things, television is off. I mean, you don't even have a TV anywhere in your area, just so you can focus on being productive. I've done this in the past where I needed to get something accomplished and actually rented out a hotel room just so I could accomplish my task. You may have used that when, I know many people have used it to like when they wanted to study, they would rent out a hotel room to just study for their boards or something like that. So keep your desk clean. Set up a special place in your house where it's limited to work only, limit your distractions, and then, you know, have a planner. I told you I like a tool called Amazing Marvin, which is a to-do list application, Todoist, whether it's Notion, whether it's one of these type of apps, whatever kind of works for you, I like to have an electronic planner. And then set aside having that system that'll keep you track of your appointments, keep track of your tasks, prevent you from becoming disorganized. And then finally, the ninth way that you are not being productive is not taking enough breaks. It can be tempting to work nonstop. Physicians, we're rewarded by working nonstop, which has led to a lot of burnout. But you have to be able to take breaks, right? It can help you be more productive in the long run. Step aside a few minutes each hour. If you set that Pomodoro to work 50 minutes out of the hour, you use that 10 minutes for a break. And reward yourself. I like to get my cup of coffee. Maybe you're just taking a brisk walk or play with your pets, push-ups, whatever you want to do that is truly a break away from it. Keep those distractions. It'll keep you more motivated and more productive for yourself. So those are the 9 ways that I'll summarize those again. They're the 9 ways that we are often less productive. Just to summarize, 1 is just a lack of motivation. 2, not setting clear goals or priorities. 3, only wanting to do easy tasks first. 4 is having too many tasks or multitasking. 5, being more of a reactor than an initiator. 6 is having too many technology distractions. And then 7 is starting too late. 8 is becoming disorganized. And 9, not taking enough breaks. Again, none of this is anything earth-shattering. Many of these things you already know, but I think it's important to repeat these things and keep them fresh in your mind. Because at the end of the day, it's all about getting our goals accomplished and keep moving forward.
You've just listened to the Bootstrap MD podcast. For more valuable resources, as well as past recordings of our show, check out our website at bootstrapmd.com. Now let's get to work.